Four Short Stories by Francis Beckett, read by David Robbins. Judgment Day. Emmerich materialised in London's West End. At once, an uncomfortable feeling at the base of his spine told him that his unfamiliar human body wanted to dispose of its waste products. Those fools in technical section, he'd told them, make sure you drain the body before I use it. Of course, they'd not had much time. There was a panic on. Earth-based agents had come up with an alarming report. Any moment the dominant Earth species was expected to develop a doomsday bomb. Emmerich had had to gauge whether the species was mature enough never to use it. Otherwise, the planet would have to be eliminated. Technical section gave him the best equipment they could come up with in a hurry. Research section gave him a list of words and phrases which they thought would get him by in London in the late 1990s. Among the crowds, Emmerich spotted a short, stout, youngish woman in a dark blue uniform. He dodged through the dense crowd, towered over her and said, "I say, old bean, where's the nearest Kazi?" The traffic warden's small round face stared up at him. Surely, thought Emmerich, every Londoner knew a Kazi was a toilet. He himself remembered the word from the last time he had used a human body in 1945. He also remembered the human body's warning signs. Any minute, the one he was wearing was going to spill its contents over the pavement. He badly wanted the woman to help him out, and not just for his own comfort. If the first human he met saw a fellow creature in Emmerich's sort of distress and refused to help him, the Intergalactic Federation would certainly draw some sinister conclusions. She took in the shoulder-length hair, the bottle-green crushed velvet trousers, narrow at the top, which spread out into huge flares just above the bright green sandals, the wild beard, the flowered shirt open halfway down to reveal a huge silver medallion over a hairy chest. She could see beads of sweat on his forehead, his legs going backwards and forwards in a kind of agitated dance. Kazi! The man was bending over her now. She remembered how her father, a regular soldier, used the word, and hoped she remembered correctly what it meant. She pointed a trembling hand and whispered, "Leicester Square." "Takes all sorts," shouted the old man selling evening newspapers in front of a hoarding which read, "England loses the Ashes to Australia," as the strange man walked awkwardly but rapidly down Regent Street. Meanwhile, Emmerich, with that part of his mind which he could spare from clenching his bowel muscles, was recalling his last visit to this city. Back in 1945, there had been a sudden panic at Federation HQ. The dominant Earth species had dropped an atomic bomb, and the head of planning section sent for Emmerich and told him...